and it's time for us as a church family to really support them in that. So, Ashley, you would like to come up? Now, let's give Ashley a big hand. This word has been coming for about 2 years. Is that right, Nathan? 3 years. I've been working with Team Blewett now for quite a long time. And I gave Nathan and Ashley a lot of warning. I gave them a whole week's warning last Sunday, I think, or before, you know, around that time. I text Nathan and said, because they missed Sunday morning, which is not normal lately. And and I found out afterwards they weren't well. But I text Nathan, I said, hey, next Sunday, you on? Next Sunday night at Te Uku. And I waited excitedly by my phone for 3 days. And then I don't know whether I got a reply or whether I actually sent a second text. Is this the correct number? Oh, I think I rang them, that's right, yes. And anyway, they've been to-ing and fro-ing all week as to whether it was going to be Nathan or Ashley speaking. But anyway, we've got the better half. And the other half next week. Is that right, Nathan? Anyway, let's reach out and pray for Ashley. These guys have been married for, 2 or 3 years? And just an awesome young couple, dairy farming over at Te Pahu. And they're off on an adventure heading down towards Tikawiti, down in the back blocks of nowhere. Huge, big dairy farm that they're going to take responsibility for in June, is that right? And so we may not see them quite as much from then on, but we'll still expect to see you now and then. And let's pray for Ashley as she speaks. Lord God, we do just thank you for Nathan and Ashley and little Samuel. We thank you for this awesome family. We thank you for their journey with you. And we just pray that tonight, as Ashley shares, that your anointing and your spirit and your blessing would not only be on her, but on this word that she brings for us. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
And as you guys probably guessed, we're hesitant public speakers, so bear with me. Probably the last time we spoke in front of the church was at our wedding nearly 3 years ago, and we've been avoiding it like the plague ever since. So it's actually been quite a challenging 3 years for us since we got married. And don't worry, our marriage is fine. We're still happy. We still talk and stuff. But it's all the things outside that have kind of crept in that kind of make life a bit hard. So I'm going to share my testimony and talk a bit about what's happened in the last 3 years since we last spoke in front of the church, and then perhaps a little bit about what we plan to do in the future. I actually wasn't born into a Christian home. My parents were wonderful parents and very devoted, but my dad had a bit of a big drug problem, and my mum was brought up in a Christian family but hadn't kind of been to church since she was old enough to say no. And my dad was always interested in spiritual things and sort of studied astrology and all those sorts of things, and probably those weird things you do when you're on drugs. But that was pretty cool. Anyhow, one day they started sort of searching for the truth, and they started studying with the Mormons, and sort of found that a lot of the things that the Mormons teach are actually historically inaccurate, and sort of decided, well, if you're looking for the truth, you don't want people who have stuffed up the past. Then they started studying with Jehovah's Witnesses and found a lot of the things that they'd prophesied to happen in the future actually hadn't come to pass. So I guess if you're looking for things, you know, looking for the truth, you want people who are getting the future right too. And eventually they came across some friends who were Christians and showed them how the Bible was proven sort of historically, and it was scientifically proven, and how everything that had been prophesied for the future up till that point had come true. And they decided to accept Christ as their saviours and live for him. And I guess they were probably really excited about their faith, and I was about 4 years old, and we started going along to church and getting involved in all sorts of things that God would have had us do at the time. And they taught me that Jesus had taken my sin as his own and had died for me, so that when I was probably old and died at 4 years old, that I would go to heaven too, and I accepted Christ as my own personal saviour at that stage. I had a pretty uneventful childhood. Ended up being homeschooled because the local school, as my parents learnt about God's will for our lives and God's standards, kind of wasn't meeting those standards. And the Bible was quite a big focus of our upbringing and our learning. And when I got to about the age of 11, I thought, I wonder if I really understood what God had meant for my life when I was four, whether, you know, in those years I probably learnt a lot more about Christ and about what he'd done and what it meant for my life. And I recommitted my life to God and was baptised. And I suppose looking back, you know, the Bible talks about a childlike faith, and what I did at four was perfectly fine. But I guess at 11 it was nice to have that sort of security and that decision to make as a bit of an older person with a better understanding. For high school, I went to Hamilton Christian School and made some really great Christian friends that have really helped me in my faith, and most of whom I'm still friends with today. And when I was about 16, I went to a youth group with some of my friends and saw this really cute guy. And I just really admired the way he was friends with everybody and great fun to be around. And the youth group ended up closing and I never ended up seeing him again. Well, not at that stage anyway, watch the space. I went on and qualified as a nurse, and I never wanted to be a nurse. I wanted to study chemistry and biochemistry and all those sorts of things. And I thought nursing was a horrible, dirty job covered by sick people, and it was disgusting. And I was right. I qualified as a nurse and got this wonderful job in endoscopy. That's the poo department of the hospital. And and it was the best job I've ever had, and I loved it so much. And I have since resigned since having Sam, and I miss it. And God was right, as he always is. When I was about 23, I had these older friends who had sort of mentored me a bit, and they were giving me a really hard time about still being single and an old maid at 23 years old. So they set up this blind date with that really cute guy from youth group, and I met Nathan again. And I was really excited because I'd always kind of fancied him, even though he never knew I existed. And and that was great. And I gave him my number, and he never rang me back. I mean, come on. But that's okay. I was pretty persistent, and we went on a few dates and had a bit of fun and some ups and downs. And eventually he got down on one knee in the mud and the rain one day and asked me to marry him. And that was great. And he says he's not that romantic, but we went to the jeweller's and she brings out this tray of rings that he'd picked out the week before, and he says, oh, just pick the one you want. And he'd chosen this one, and I happened to want this one too. So, yeah, go Nathan. after that, we went to Rarotonga for our honeymoon, and it was fantastic, and we snorkelled and we zoomed around the island on a scooter 10 times a day, as people do, and had a wonderful time for 10 days. And we returned home at the end, obviously. And my parents were acting really weird. And we were like, okay, something's obviously happened in the last 10 days. And Dad had found some lumps just around his neck. And he'd been to a doctor, had them biopsied in those 10 days, and they'd come back as melanoma. And a year earlier, he'd beaten melanoma. He'd found a lump in his knee, and he'd had it removed, and had a bit of radiation, and everything was fine. And been told we probably had about 10 years to live, give or take, before it returned and bothered him again. Anyhow, it had returned a lot quicker than the 10 years we thought, and they told us that it was terminal now and he had 6 months left. Yeah, so it was a bit of a shock. Mum understandably had had a bit of a breakdown and suffered from heaps of anxiety and depression, and my mum's a really strong lady and, you know, just gets on and goes with it, so it's a bit hard. But I ended up taking Dad to all his palliative treatments and his appointments and all the lawyers' things that you do when you're dying and all those sorts of things. I went to choose a coffin and everything. It was, I suppose, a great bonding time, if nothing else, but that was okay. Dad had a bit of a bucket list, and most of it included renovating everybody's houses, including mine. So poor Nathan's bachelor pad, Dad decided it wasn't quite fit for his little princess, and it was going to be my castle. So Dad, Nathan will tell you it was fine and there was nothing wrong with it. he's wrong. It was terrible. Dad ended up getting the kitchen and the lounge done before he had too many seizures and strokes and lost too much sort of function and couldn't move his arms and his legs and things like that. We'd been planning to start a family because, you know, we thought, well, we stuffed around till I was 23, so, but that's okay. So we thought, oh, well, we'll start a family maybe before Nathan turns 30. And sort of on Dad's last coherent day before he sort of got a bit too drowsy and sleepy, I vomited in the toilet that morning after we'd moved in to look after him. And and I took a pregnancy test and it was positive, so I got to tell Dad on the last day that he knew what was going on, that he was going to be a granddad. And yeah. About a month after Dad died, my uncle was killed by a drunk driver up in Kerikeri. He used to go cycling every Saturday morning. And sort of it was quite a hard time in our lives because we're still grieving for Dad. And then we sort of spent a lot of time growing up with this uncle, and he'd always sort of mocked Christians and denied Christ, and that sort of gave us a lot of concern about where he might have gone. But sort of I prayed about it a bit, and excuse me. And anyhow, God reminded me that at Dad's funeral, we talked about Dad's previous life and how God had changed him. And God gave me the hope that in the few minutes when my uncle was still conscious before he died, that he would have had enough time to pray and that I kind of have peace now. Thank you. That he did make a decision for Christ. And that he's up there with Dad, and Dad's probably thinking, what on earth are you doing here? We've had a few challenging years on the farm. We've had droughts and floods and probably all those things you guys have had. We got hit pretty bad with Tularia when it first made it to the Waikato, and facial eczema, and it's sort of kept Nathan really busy on the farm, and he's worked a lot of long days. But obviously 9 months after that positive pregnancy test, Sam arrived, and he's given us a whole lot of joy and a heck of a lot of fatigue, and he's been a real blessing in our lives, and we feel really lucky to be his parents. Not long after he was born, Mum had been doing quite well, and then her depression kind of hit again, and she ended up practically moving in with us when we had this new little baby who was waking up every hour overnight and spending the day sort of crying on the couch all day. So that was, I found that really hard, as much as, you know, you want to be there for your family and everything. But God is good, and he got us through. And Mum's almost back to normal now. She's doing really well. Life carries on. Our renovation is nearly finished. We've got one more room and some vinyl in the sort of laundry and toilet and bathroom to go. And it'll be just in time because we've bought a farm in Tikuiti, so we're selling the house and moving down to Tikuiti to run a 500 cow dairy farm down there and start our own little lives and our future. And we sort of hadn't expected to be able to buy it, so we feel really blessed that God's just sort of set everything in place for us. We've bought all the cows now, and on the 1st of June, I think it's going to be crazy busy and probably have a bit of a rough year running this rundown farm. But God is good, and he's got us through everything so far. And we're really looking forward to seeing what he does in our future. Cool.